Hi, everybody. This is episode 324.
Welcome, fellow travelers. It's time for another episode of the RV Podcast.
Answering your questions, sharing tips, suggesting great trips and off-the-beaten-path adventures, and always staying on top of the RV lifestyle news you need to know about with great interviews and inside industry information.
Here's your hosts, award-winning journalists Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 324 of the RV Podcast. And this is a podcast all about the RV lifestyle. We like to call it your guide to freedom and fun through RV travel, no matter what kind of an RV you have, whether it's a motorhome or a towable trailer or a tent. Even if you're just dreaming about getting an RV someday, this is for you. And we're going to talk about getting out there, enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting interesting people, boondocking, discovering fun places, and using the right gear and technology to enhance the RV lifestyle. So welcome, everybody. We are delighted to have you with us. It is, as we are releasing this episode, we are down getting the countdown to Christmas, and it's pretty good. This being released on December 16th, 2020. A little less than a week away from the big day. And it's going to be a Christmas unlike any that we have celebrated in many, many years here in not just North America, but across the world, because that COVID virus is still very much a part of our life. One thing that has been a result of this virus has been the cancellation of virtually every single major RV event and show since pretty much February of 2020. That is going to change, and it's going to change in January with a big RV show, the 2021 Florida RV Super Show. It is on. It's a little different than it's ever been. They're going to practice social distancing, and there'll be masks involved. And to find out all about this, and I know there's a lot of people really excited about being able to go to an RV show again, we're going to talk with the executive director of the sponsoring organization for the 2021 Florida RV Super Show. We'll have him in our Interview of the Week segment coming up in just a couple of minutes. And one of the things we're going to do with the, we're going to kind of change up the format. We used to put the interview way towards the end of the podcast, and we're going to put it right up front after after a couple of little segments, and we'll get that done right up at the top, and then we'll go into the rest of the weekly segments that you all know so well. But right now, it is my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer. Hello, my dear.
Hello, Michael.
You getting ready for Christmas?
I'm trying to get ready for Christmas. It seems like I never do very well getting ready. I'm even a little slower this year. I think my reluctance to go shopping in the stores.
Yeah,
it is. I've got to shop online, I guess.
Yeah, well, we had two Amazon trucks on our street today, two FedEx trucks, and everybody, that's how everybody's getting everything. And then, of course, our regular letter carriers. But it's a different world. It's a different world. And then many people are foregoing, as they did at Thanksgiving, family gatherings at Christmas, which is just doesn't seem right, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's just a strange time. But it is important to note that the rates for this virus are still very high. And although we're getting much better at treating them, it's a time not to let our guard down. That's what they keep telling us. And we'll see how that plays out with Christmas. But, you know, you can't stop Christmas. And that feeling of Christmas joy is still very much with us. So I'm pretty excited about it. I always get excited about Christmas. I'm like a kid, I think.
You are. And that's a good quality to have.
Well, I hope that's a good thing. Sometimes I kind of foolish. Oh, it's Christmas. It's almost Christmas. But, you know, besides our faith, which is, of course, it is the most important day in human history that we celebrate. But it's just a wonderful time with all those warm memories from so many years for many people. I am surprised at how many people are still out snowbirding, and they are they're decorating their trees. We put a video up in one of our blog posts today about remember when we had our RV decorated at Bronner's Christmas shop in Frankenmuth, Michigan?
How could I forget that? That was fun.
We even had the dog decorated. I'll put a link to that in the show notes for this episode, which is episode 324. And when you hear us say that, by the way, when you say it's in a link to the show notes, if you're not quite sure what we're talking about our blog, rvlifestyle.com is the name of the blog. And then if you put a slash after that, a forward slash, and then the episode number, which is 324, it'll open up kind of a blog post, but it's the show notes for the episode where it's kind of like a transcript or an outline of everything we talk about. And when we give you a link or a resource, you know, to check out on the web, we will put those links in the show notes. So that's kind of what we're going to do right there. A programming note, we will have a podcast next week, which is the 22nd of December. But then we're going to take the following week off. We're going to take the 29th off. So there will be no podcast between Christmas and New Year's, but we'll come right back on the first Wednesday after Christmas with another podcast. So no podcast between Christmas and New Year's, but we will have a kind of a Christmas week podcast on the 22nd, I believe it will be. So I wonder if we should have people send us Christmas greetings and we can play those.
That would be fun.
You know, it would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, tell us how you're going to spend Christmas this year. It's a challenging time. And those of you in RVs that are full-timers or snowbirds, share what it's like where you are. And here's how we'd love you to do that. We have a voicemail message. And, yep, see, it clicks just like that whenever we get a voicemail. And what we would like you guys to do is to use that and just you know, give us a little message about how you are going to be spending Christmas. That phone number is 586-372-6990, 586-372-6990. And we can then string a bunch of those together. People always worry that, you know, they might make a mistake when they do the voicemail.
And if they do, you'll edit it and make them sound good.
I will make you sound like a radio professional or a podcast professional now. Who listens to radio, right? So call us up. Tell us how you are spending Christmas this year. And if you are, you get a bonus point if you're in your RV or if you're a snowbird. 586-372-6990. We'll put a link on the show notes with that number. But I'd love to play a bunch of those, and we'll just talk about Christmas. We'll get everybody excited about it. Even if you have to have Christmas alone, we're all together. Right?
That's correct.
And since we're going to take the week between Christmas and New Year's off from the podcast, we also are not going to have a podcast, an Ask Us Anything, our Sunday night live stream that we do on YouTube and Facebook. We won't do that the Sunday after Christmas, but we'll come back on that the first Sunday of the year. So we're just basically taking a week off from the podcast. Ask Us Anything. We'll still have lots of content on the blog. And
correct,
that's been keeping us busy. So we did make the decision this week that we are going to Florida next month.
We are?
Yes, we're going to the Florida RV Super Show in Tampa. And I'm pretty excited about that. We were on the fence about it because of COVID. But as you'll hear in the interview of the week, the show is very much on. They're very much aware of all the things that they got to do to take precautions because of COVID. But it's going to be a pretty big show. A lot of people are excited about going. The dates are January 13th through the 17th, and we will be there. We look forward to meeting as many of you. We'll do some elbow bumps at the Tampa Fairgrounds, Tampa, Florida. The 2021 Florida RV Super Show. We're going to talk with Dave Kelly, who's the executive director, in just a couple minutes here. And he's going to share with us everything that that the show is going to be like this year. They have a lot of people going to be there. And the weather.
The weather should be pleasant.
It is. All right. That's coming up in just a second. But first, let me just say that this part of the podcast is brought to you by Camping World, America's number one RV dealer. Camping World is kind of your go-to spot for everything outdoors. Jennifer and I like to think of it as an oasis as we're traveling across North America in our RV, because with more than 225 locations across the country, there's always a Camping World store close by if we need parts or accessories or just want to look and see what the latest gadgets and gizmos are that we might want for our RV. In fact, the folks at Camping World have put together a complete page with all of the RV and camping supplies that Jennifer and I use or recommend. And even better, listeners of the podcast will get 10% off all of the purchases over $99. You just have to go to rvlifestyle.com/campingworld. rvlifestyle.com/campingworld, and you'll see all of the Camping World RV gear and accessories that we like the most. And it will automatically apply that to you. But if you forget the discount code, the promo code for that 10% discount is RVLifestyle10, RVLifestyle10. And you can find everything from furniture and appliances for your RV to all the gadgets that you need to enhance the RV lifestyle. So check them out. Just go to RVLifestyle.com/campingworld. That's RVLifestyle.com/campingworld.
Time now for the RV Podcast Interview of the Week. Interesting, entertaining, and helpful information about the RV lifestyle. Here's Mike with this week's interview.
Well, the RV show season is back right after the first of the year. It is going to begin again after a very tumultuous 2020 that, as we say, canceled almost every RV show from February 2020 on through even this month. But in just a few weeks now, the show season will start again with the 2021 Florida RV Super Show. It will run January 13th through the 17th. It's at the Tampa Fairgrounds in Tampa, Florida. It's outside. And our guest this week is Dave Kelly. And Dave is the executive director of the Florida RV Trade Association. And that's the organization that puts on this annual show. Always one of the largest shows, and as you'll hear from Dave, they think the largest RV show in the nation. Joining us right now to talk about the big show, I feel like Ed Sullivan. The big show is Dave Kelly from the Tampa RV Super Show. How you doing, Dave?
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Great. We're doing wonderful down here.
Well, we are. It certainly has been a year. In fact, it was almost a year ago. That was really the last of the big shows. And wow, what a show last year was. So I am delighted that you guys are on. And hopefully this sets the stage for us out of the funk that 2020 was. Tell us about the show, the dates, what people need to know in terms of being, you know, careful about, you know, social distance stuff, all that. What do we need to know about this year's, this 2021 big super show in Tampa again?
Well, we open on Wednesday, the 13th of January, and we run through the 17th. $12 for adults. We've extended our senior days to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this year, $2 off for seniors any of those days, and kids under 16 free. So it's a great, great family way to spend the day with the family out at the show.
Now,
we will be doing temperature checking, and a mask by Hillsborough County ordinance would be required in the buildings and when you're inside the RVs. You know, we're going to try to make it as unobtrusive as possible for everyone to have a good time. As you know, the majority of the show is outdoors, and from what I've, you know, we're reading that outdoors is a fairly safe place to be. So, you know, we're feeling comfortable we can provide a safe atmosphere for the show.
Give us a sense of the size of this year's show. I know not all the folks that exhibited last year will be there this year, but it looks, from what I could look in the early literature, it looks for like it's you're going to have most of the major ones there.
Well, we're still, yeah. We had some manufacturers that were just having production issues and getting things like furniture and appliances and things like that for the coaches. So they felt like they couldn't do a good representative display of their products. But pretty much everything else, you know, the major manufacturers are going to be on display. You know, everything from the smallest little, you know, teardrop trailers all the way up to the $2.5 million, you know, buses, something in your price range.
Yeah, you know, that's has been the most successful video I've ever did. I did a tour of one of those $2.5 million ones, and it's been watched 3 million times, my video. But yeah, it would be nice to have that price range. Talk about the seminars, which is a big part, I think, of the Super Show, the Super RV Show. I love all the seminars. Are they still going to be able to go off as scheduled this year?
We are. It's going to be limited seating for this year. We're going to spread out the seating a little bit more and have three different monitors so everyone can see all the information. But, you know, we're lucky to have the Geeks on Tour this year are going to do maps and apps that you need for traveling. We got chassis seminar. We got seminars on traveling to Alaska, what to expect, you know, how to plan, traveling in clubs. So there'll be a seminar just about for everybody, that no matter what your RV experience is.
Now, there are a number of people who every year camp there and have a big rally. Is that still on? Do you still have people coming?
We do. We actually, at this point, have just about 800 rigs signed up for our rally. And we're not going to be able to do the entertainment for them in the evening, but they will be able to get coffee and donuts in the morning. And then they have unlimited access to the show. So they can come and go and, you know, basically walk back to their RV and have lunch and then come back in the afternoon. It's a nice setup for them that they don't have to be rushed through the show. They have, you know, plenty of time to see it.
Now, is there room for more? Have you sold that out, the rally?
Yeah, we do take drive-ups. Some people are skeptical about just driving up without having a reserved spot, but we do still have some spots. If people want to contact us, we could squeeze in a few more.
Okay, well, that's good. I'll put a link to all the information in the show notes for the podcast episode here. Walk us through a little bit about the mask and going into the RV. Sometimes those RVs can get pretty crowded. In fact, they do all the time with so many people. I would imagine that the manufacturers are going to have to somewhat limit how many people can be in an RV at a certain time.
Yeah, you know, we're lucky that we're, you know, almost a year into the virus, and our dealers down here have never closed. So the dealers have been working as far as, you know, a safe way to show the coaches one family at a time, limiting the number of people, even some of the manufacturers limiting the number of people in their displays. So that it doesn't get, you know, overcrowded, and, you know, social distancing. We're going to be making announcements and, of course, signage to, you know, for people to, you know, make sure they give each other plenty of room. And, you know, we're lucky that we are, you know, so far into it that people have kind of come to know and come to, get used to the fact that, you know, when they're inside, they will, you know, have to have a mask, and in the coaches, of course. But, and there'll be regular cleanings, and the dealers, you know, have always done that and have been doing it, you know, very, very carefully the last few months. So showing the RVs and doing that is not anything that's, you know, just now starting. They've been doing this for a while.
Now, you mentioned with the rally that the normal nighttime entertainment that they got at the rally won't be happening. But what about you guys are also known for all this spontaneous entertainment that comes with your parades and all of the different entertainers. That will they still be throughout the show wandering around?
Yeah, we're lucky. A lot of the entertainers are very excited about coming back. Unfortunately for them, you know, they've gone, you know, a year now with a lot of the events that they normally work being canceled. And so they're all very excited and very anxious to show everyone a good time at the Super Show again. Everything from jugglers to stilt walkers to, you know, unicycle riders, dog shows, and I mean, you name it. We have the more unusual the entertainment, the better we like having it at the show.
Now, for those who have never been to the show, it is an event in and of itself with all of that entertainment, but it is also a place where you can bring your dogs as long as you got them on a leash. Isn't that is that still a go?
Yeah, a lot of people travel with their pets, and so we provide a pet-friendly atmosphere for the mild-tempered dogs and the ones that are unleashed.
We might actually have our Bo with us this time. He's got more fans than we do, so.
They do. The dogs get more attention than anything else at the show.
It is. Well, we're excited now that we've made the decision that we're going to be there. And I think that, you know, it's a new year. And if the industry ever needed an RV show, now's the time. And the Super Show is the one to go to because we think it's great. Here's the last question I got you, and this is the one that we keep hearing. Everybody says theirs is the largest, you know, from Hershey to the ones that used to be California. I don't even know if they'll have one anymore. I have thought that your guys, the Tampa Super Show, I think that's the biggest one in the country these days, at least in size and crowds. It seems to really, really pull in the crowds. What's the official story on that?
Well, we have about, I think last year our count was just over 1,300 RVs on display, which would be more than any other show. We had over 70,000 people, which again is largest in terms of crowd. So, we may not be as spread out as some of the other shows, but as far as coaches and attendance, we are, as far as we know, the biggest one in the country at this time.
And you got an unfair advantage because 74, 75 degrees sunny weather in Tampa sure beats the rest of the country. Well, Dave Kelly, thank you for helping us get excited about the show. We'll see you there, and we can't wait to meet our followers and fans there and to look at some of these new RVs. How many do you anticipate will be on display this year, by the way?
We're probably anticipating maybe 10% down, so I would say maybe 1,100 to, 1,200 or so coaches. It's hard to say at this point. I mean, they're still putting them out as fast as they can to get them down here for the show. So we'll just see what happens. And it'll be better for the displays to be a little more spread out as well, so people won't be as close together looking at the coaches.
There you go. Well, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Have a wonderful Christmas if we don't talk before then. And Dave Kelly, thank you so much for being our guest on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, and safe travels, guys.
Dave Kelly is the executive director of the Florida RV Trade Association. They're the sponsors of the Florida RV Super Show. That's a lot of coaches, 1,100 coaches.
It is, and they're going to be spread out.
They're not going to be spread out that much. I mean, they're only down 100 to 2 RVs than they normally have, and 70,000 people. I bet they have I bet they do at least 50, 60,000. You know, this year, that's a lot of people. Oh, and that's spread over several days. Mm-hmm. 3 days, reduced admission for seniors, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he said. We'll put a link to their to all the information you need about the show, and if you want to try and take advantage of some of their camping on site, there's also some information there you can find. It is a lot of fun, that show. I think half the fun is all that crazy entertainment that they have.
They do have fun entertainment.
And they just kind of wander around. There's no set time, and This is a lot of fun. So we will be there, and we're looking forward to getting some sunshine. We've only been in cold weather now for a month and a half or so, but it's starting to wear thin, isn't it? Doesn't sunshine sound nice?
Sure. Sunshine's always nice, but I don't mind cold weather. Poor Bo. He's got his big old heavy winter coat on.
Okay, there was an ulterior motive in that. You said, I don't mind cold weather, and Bo likes cold weather, so I'd like to go on Thursday, tomorrow. I'd like to go up and enjoy the snow up north, you know, and maybe get some pictures of some snow. We'll see, right?
Yes, I would love to go up and get some cold weather.
All right.
See some snow.
It'll make us appreciate Florida all that more.
Right.
All right, information and a transcript of the interview with Dave, you can find that all on the show notes, rvlifestyle.com/324. The interview of the week brought to you by SunshineStateRVs.com. They're in Gainesville, Florida. And at Sunshine State RVs, every new motorhome is delivered to the customer free anywhere in the continental U.S. Isn't that amazing? They'll take it to your driveway. Sunshine State RVs has the largest selection of used small motorhomes in North America. Bo thinks they're great. Sunshine State RVs also sells a full line of new RVs like the Winnebago Travato, the Era, the Coachman, American Patriot, the Fleetwood IROC, and many more. If you are looking for an RV, make a trip to sunny Gainesville, Florida. Maybe you can combine it. Actually, I think they're usually at this Florida RV Super Show. I usually see Nick and the whole crew from Sunshine State, Nick and Craig and everybody. I anticipate we'll see them this year, too. The used inventory is huge. In-stock, previously owned RVs ranging from the early 90s to the current year. Everything in between, all the most popular brands, Pleasureway, Winnebago, Leisure Travel, Coachman, Road Trek, they've got them. You will not find a wider selection of used RVs anywhere else in the country. And the thing that you about Sunshine is every RV they sell goes through a very thorough 172-point inspection. They make sure that All the mechanical and manual systems are in top condition. They road test them to make sure they run and drive the way that they should. They go over the interior, the outside. They even put caulk on the roof if it needs it. Check them out, sunshinestatervs.com. That's where you want to go, sunshinestatervs.com.
News. Mike's got news. RV news, travel news, inside information and trends that shape the RV lifestyle. Here's the RV news of the week.
If you're planning to visit Zion National Park anytime this month, don't be surprised if you arrive to find the gates to Scenic Drive roadway closed. The Scenic Drive shuttle stops running seasonally November 30th. And normally that doesn't cause any problems. But this year, with extreme pandemic-triggered national park popularity, Zion is still experiencing large numbers of visitors. So many visitors that almost every day since the shuttle stopped, the park has had to stop and close the gate to Scenic Drive to ease traffic congestion and prevent illegal parking.
Well, the manatees are back at Blue Springs State Park in Florida, one of our favorite places to see manatees every winter. The natural warm spring is an annual winter gathering place for these gentle giants. And we saw a report last week that said about 400 manatees are there right now. The park and the manatee viewing areas are open during the pandemic since there's room for social distancing. To see stories that we have done about our experience there, just go to the show notes. We'll build in some information on it. That's a great place to visit to see these things. Just go to rvlifestyle.com/324.
The RV park industry is anticipating 53,000 new campsites in 2021. That's according to a survey released by the National Association of RV Parks and Campgrounds. The industry group surveyed its members to see how private RV parks and outdoor hospitality operators were affected by the pandemic. The survey showed about 40% reported an increase in occupancy, generally because of the pandemic, and about 29% reported a decline in occupancy, generally because of the pandemic. But what stood out to Mike and me in their survey was the anticipated increase in 53,000 new campsites, something that is sorely needed. RV sales continue to rise. All these new campers need someplace to go.
Yep. Crowded campgrounds, difficulty finding a place. Man, that's been a huge problem for a couple of years. 53,000 is a drop in the bucket, but at least it is a drop. Out in Oregon, beach driving was temporarily banned at Oregon's Cape Kiwanda this year because of staffing and COVID-19 concerns. Very popular area. Everybody loves to drive on the beach there. Well, now Oregon officials are seeking a rule change to make that temporary ban permanent. The Oregon Parks and Recreation Department announced a rule proposal last week that would limit motorized vehicle beach access on the North Oregon coast around Pacific City. That's a very, very popular activity there. No telling how that's going to be received, but I would think not well with a lot of people who depend on that tourism.
Occasionally, we see stories that aren't necessarily about camping, but because they're interesting and nature-focused, we just need to share. The Elk of Loveland, Colorado is one such story. Apparently, Colorado has more elk than any other U.S. state. And each winter, a large herd of them leave the Rocky Mountain National Park, travel east past Estes Park, and then take up residency for a couple of months just west of the city of Loveland. There are so many elks, they literally have become a tourist attraction. And you wouldn't believe a video that we have available for you to look at on our show notes for this week's episode, rvlifestyle.com/324.
This part of the podcast is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes, America's number one e-bike brand, offering direct-to-consumer pricing on powerful premium electric bikes, and now with free shipping and a special discount to listeners of the RV podcast. Rad Power Bikes are built for everything, they're priced for everyone, and they offer a series of different e-bike models that fit every possible variety of rider wants and needs. Fat tire bikes, folding bikes, step-through models. They all can reach 20 miles per hour with zero pedaling. Jennifer and I have the city bike version, and mine is kind of like a beach cruiser style, you know, and Jennifer's is that step-through where you don't have to swing your leg over the center bar. But every model that Rad Power Bikes makes gives you the choice to ride pedal-free with throttle. You can use five different levels of pedal assist for that added boost. Perfect for people who want to get back into riding. Maybe you're recovering from surgery or an injury or just looking for a little help boosting that pedal power as you keep up with friends and family. You can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge. And Rad Power Bikes are priced often less than half the cost of comparable bikes on the market because that dealer retail markup chain is cut out. If you mention RV Lifestyle at checkout, get this, promo code RV Lifestyle at checkout, they'll take an additional $75 off. Plus, you get free shipping on all their bike models. Use the coupon code RV Lifestyle for an additional $75 off. Visit them at radpowerbikes.com.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of RV reporters have the answers. Here's one of our questions of the week.
Well, we have talked a lot about one of the areas that we came to discover called the Forgotten Coast in Florida. And we love that area. It's
a fun spot.
And it's an area that you very seldom hear anybody talk about because, you know, everybody's all talking about the glitzy areas around, you know, Miami or the Keys or the Gold Coast of the Southern Gulf area. So we've really found this to be, it's kind of like old Florida.
That's just what I was going to say. Old Florida.
Well, we have heard all sorts of reasons they call it the Forgotten Coast. I think one of them was involving some newspaper guy who was complaining that everybody ignored them and went and looked elsewhere, right? And that's what we thought the reason was. Well, we had a call from one of our listeners who did some work as work campers down in the area, and they left this message.
Good morning, Mike. My name is Chris Major. My wife is Carol. For the last several years, we volunteered for January and February at the St. Joseph Bay Buffer Preserve in Florida on the Forgotten Coast. And the way I heard the story, it's called the Forgotten Coast because years ago the state published a tourist map of the state and they left out all the towns and cities on the panhandle. And that was told to me by several local people while we were down there. Anyway, I found it kind of amusing. Enjoy your podcast. Keep it up.
Well, there's another possible reason. I haven't heard that one.
No, but that sounds logical.
Yep. Some people call it the armpit of Florida because it's, you know, the peninsula, the Florida Peninsula is up at the top left where it makes a big turn. It's also known as the Big Bend area. It makes a turn to the west along towards the Panhandle. So the Forgotten Coast, we have a lot of stories about it on our RVLifestyle.com blog. So, and we've got a couple of videos as well. So check it out. It's one of our favorite parts of Florida.
Really, I enjoy it.
Yeah, we do. And how can we forget Apalachicola?
Can't.
And all those awesome oysters. Oh, my gosh. They're so good. All right. That was from Fritz and his wife, Carol, who were work campers at St. Joseph Bay Buffer Preserve there on the Forgotten Coast. We got another call this week. And I love this. This is a couple that is just thoroughly enjoying the RV lifestyle. They've made the best out of it despite this crazy COVID year that we are. And they left a great lesson of encouragement to us all as they share their adventures of being newcomers and loving the RV lifestyle.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer and Bo. This is Silvana and Bernard Morris calling from Phoenix, Arizona. We are RV lifestyle YouTube supporters. We would like to share with you what we are grateful for this year. I was finally able to make my dream of owning an RV a reality, and I don't think it would have happened if it hadn't been for the pandemic, because Bernard was not very excited about owning an RV. In June, after months of being stuck in the house, I convinced him to go to an RV show in Scottsdale. And there we found the perfect RV for us, a used, practically new Class C Sprinter, the perfect size for us. In October, the two of us and our two cats took our first long trip to see our grandkids in Oregon and California. Although we had some issues with the RV, We learned a lot of lessons and overall had a wonderful time. Now we're planning a trip to Florida in January to the Tampa RV show, and we'd love to see you there. You two are my favorite RV influencers, and we look forward to your Ask Us Anything on Sunday evenings, your podcast on Wednesdays, and your newsletters. Thank you for everything you do to keep us informed about the RV lifestyle. We are learning a lot from you, and we enjoy you very, very, very much.
That is so encouraging and so sweet, and what a great tale. Usually one or the other of a couple aren't sure about the RV lifestyle, but it worked out well for them. It's great when you've got grandkids all over the place or friends all over the place and you want to go see people.
Yeah, that was so encouraging. And we will be at the California RV Super Show.
Not California,
the Florida. I wouldn't mind going to that if they had one, but we'll be at the Florida RV Super Show. We will be at the Florida RV Super Show. So we look forward to meeting them there. And I think that will be a lot of fun and catching up with a lot of our friends and followers out that way. And that call of encouragement got me excited about hearing from you guys, all the rest of you, telling us how you're going to celebrate the holidays this year and what you're looking forward to in 2021. Use our little voicemail number, will you, where we can also answer your questions. Here's how to do that.
Hey, fellow travelers. Want to have your voice featured on the RV podcast?
Send us your questions or comments. Send an audio file to mike@rvlifestyle.com. Or better yet, use our RV podcast voicemail number, 586-372-6990. 586-372-6990.
We want to hear from you. Call 586-372-6990.
This part of the RV podcast brought to you by Battle Born Batteries, makers of quality, safe, and reliable lithium batteries that can be installed in just about every RV. Get in touch with Battle Born and you can find out what lithium batteries and an upgraded energy management system can add to your RV lifestyle. There's so much to be said about lithium batteries and why that's the only kind we will have in our RVs. We have been big fans of them now for years. We have two of the Battle Born lithium batteries with the heater switch in our RV, meaning we can use it all year round. Lithium batteries, besides the fact that they're so reliable, they allow you to have really sustained adventures off the grid because lithium batteries offer better performance. They charge faster. They charge fuller. They're longer lasting. They're maintenance free. And they're just awesome, awesome batteries for your RV use. And we invite you to talk with the team at battery experts at Battle Born. No matter what kind of an RV you have, Class A, Class C, a B van, a travel trailer, fifth wheel, whatever it is, these guys are experts in those kinds of RVs. And they offer different 12-volt lithium deep cycle models that'll allow you to get out there and stay out there. All of them are protected by a 10-year guarantee. So check them out. Just go to rvlifestyle.com/lithium. rvlifestyle.com/lithium.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path,
a unique RV podcast travel suggestion you probably won't find in a guidebook.
Here's Mike.
All right, time to check in with our Off the Beaten Path correspondents, Tom and Patty Burkett.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. When you make a travel stop, as long as you're willing to spend some time, you can be guaranteed some sort of education. Sometimes it's easy to predict what direction it'll be going. We weren't surprised to learn about the history of slavery on the new Harriet Tubman Trail, nor did it startle us to discover more than we ever knew about Sandhill Cranes at Cranes International. Did you know, said our guide, that the words broccoli and brocade come from the same root? We'll leave you to suss out on your own how the two words are related, but they certainly are. How did we happen upon this etymological nugget? At a weaving shop.
In the busy towns of York and Hanover in Pennsylvania were connected in 1901 by the Maryland and Pennsylvania Railroad, called by the locals the Maw and Paw, it required about 80 miles of track to make the 45 straight line miles between the two metropolises. Red Lion, a town you've probably never heard of, warranted a stop on the line for several reasons, but the greatest of these was its reputation for producing a good, honest 5-cent cigar. At one time, its dozens of cigar factories produced more cheroots than anywhere else in the country, including the famous Booger Hollow Stogie. Sadly, the last cigar factory in town shut its doors about 10 years ago, so you can no longer buy a Dime Bank or an O'Dam at the corner store.
Lion was also known for its skilled furniture makers. Today, we think the most interesting stop in town is at the original workshop of family heirloom weavers. This family-run operation specializes in historical fabrics woven using the Jacquard process. The fabrics include damask and brocade, hence the broccoli reference. Once upon a time, textiles were manufactured throughout the eastern U.S., and most patterned fabrics were made on looms that used Jacquard machines. David Klein was a Jacquard mechanic, traveling from one factory to another, installing and servicing the complicated devices.
When textile production began to move overseas, Klein was less and less in demand. Over a period of several years, he acquired a few looms and machines and set up shop in a converted garage. The machines are programmed with punched cards in a stack, much like early computers or player pianos. The shop has all the requisite equipment to create and punch the cards, and they work with artists to recreate historic patterns. Most of their work is focused on the weaving of ingrain carpets for historic restorations. They've been so successful at making new historic carpets that they've become the go-to source when a museum or the National Park Service is conserving a presidential home or some other landmark.
Klein, who passed away in 2017, said his proudest achievement was weaving the fabric that was used to produce the replica Star-Spangled Banner that hangs in the Smithsonian Museum. Heirloom's familiarity with the materials and techniques of the period made them a natural choice for such a demanding application. If you visited Benjamin Harrison's home or watched the film Lincoln, you've seen their work. Our guide, who now runs the shop and keeps the Jacquards running, tells us about when the NPS first came calling. They brought in a worn piece of carpet and asked if we could reproduce it. It took a while, but we did. They came and got it, and after a couple of weeks came back with another one. Okay, they said, this is the one we really need. The first one was just a test. I can't remember how many yards we wove of that, but it was a lot. Since then, they've just kept on coming.
Family Heirloom now has a much more modern mill with computer-driven looms a few miles away. They've established themselves in the home decorating market and have a variety of popular items made in the new shop. The current owners have discovered a new niche, too, designing and making decor for the mid-century modern decorating craze. You have to keep your eyes open for new opportunities, he says, if you want to make it these days. We sure hope they continue to thrive, as this is one of the best stops we've ever made out here off the beaten path.
And another great off-the-beaten-path reports from Patty and Tom Burkett. They appear weekly. We have a blog report from one of their off-the-beaten-path reports. You can find that on our RVLifestyle.com blog. I always got to remind people that we also do a blog. A lot of people just listen to this podcast, and they don't know that we have a YouTube channel. Do you know that? Just go to YouTube.com/RVLifestyle, and you'll find us there. We have a YouTube channel. We have a blog, the RV Lifestyle Travel Blog, which has new content every day. We have a newsletter, and we got, of course, our series of RV Lifestyle 7-day adventure guide travel books and ebook guides on everything from buying an RV to boondocking and how to find great places to camp. So check all of that stuff up as you continue to listen to the podcast, which comes out every single Wednesday.
And that wraps up another episode of the RV Podcast with Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
New episodes are released every Wednesday, and the best way to stay connected is to subscribe to the RV Podcast.
We're in all the popular podcast apps, and you can also listen on the RVLifestyle.com travel blog.
Till next time, happy trails, fellow travelers. We'll be looking for you down the road. We'll be right back.
All right, don't forget, for next week, we would like to hear from you about how you're celebrating Christmas and what your RV travel schedules look like for 2021. Just use that voicemail number that we've been talking about, 586-372-6990, 586-372-6990. Till next week, everybody, happy trails.